Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Happy to be back with you. But just finished up our conference yesterday, our big Catholic Answers conference. And I got to say thank you to everybody who came. First of all, I have to apologize because we always say this. The weather is perfect here at that time of the year. And there were some imperfections in the weather. So we had to move in a couple things indoors. And I apologize for that. And I will try not to exaggerate next year that I'm certain the weather will be perfect. But I'm pretty certain, like I'm 90% certain that the last weekend of September is usually perfect. But the staff here everybody was on cloud nine. We were back to doing what we do. And the professionalism was amazing. Like I work with these people all the time, but just to see them really do what they do is cool. But it was just great to be with people again. So I just wanted to thank everybody who came, everybody who worked on it, everybody who donated to make it possible. And I hope we'll get to do it again next year. Barring some disaster, I'm pretty sure that we will. Our number here is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. And we have a great guest. And I know, I can guarantee this because we've had Gary on many times before. Gary Zimak is our guest. He's the guy that wrote Give Up Worry for Lent, which like so many people are like, that book made such a difference for me. And then he's got all the other giving up worry kind of retreats you can do, you know, via his books and just wonderful work on helping people get past anxiety and anger and upset and trusting in God. That's Gary's whole thing, trusting in God. Well, he's got a brand new book, Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness. Gary Zimak, thanks for being with us.
Cy, it's such a pleasure to be back with you, brother.
Are you coming to me from South Jersey?
I am coming to you from South Jersey, just over the bridge from Philadelphia, PA.
Ah, the city of my birth, Philadelphia,
PA. That's right. That's right.
Well, thanks for being back. It seems to me that Journey with God is the answer to the second part of the title, Finding Peace and Happiness. Did I basically get that right?
Yeah. You did, Cy. You know, it sounds so basic. You know what this book is about? This book is about knowing, loving, and serving God. The reason we're here, you know, our catechism classes taught us that's why we were created. That's the purpose of our lives. But, you know, I found that journey, that knowing, loving, and serving God, that's the way we're going to find peace and happiness. Cy, it's so simple. It's such a simple message. But so many of us struggle with finding that peace because we're looking in all the wrong places. And this book was, this book came out of my personal experiences. It was written when we were locked down for the pandemic. It was a tough period, you know, and my wife was really struggling with some serious anxiety. But man, the Lord really, I think he really gave me some good material, things I never discussed before. I put them in the book because I wanted to have a game plan. How do we know, love, and serve God? You know, simple, but substantial. That's the way I like to write.
Again, the book is called Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness. And if you have questions this hour about finding peace and happiness, did you know that's actually really important to God that you find peace and happiness? Yeah. And that's he works overtime to get you there. And so if you're having trouble getting there, perhaps Gary's book will help. Most of them do. Gary Zimak's book, Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness. You can call with your questions for Gary, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. One of the things, Gary, that came out at our conference was we had this lovely talk where people gave us feedback and, you know, feedback that was really helpful. Like people were honest with us. This works when you do this. This doesn't work when you do that. And but one of the things they said is, I can't remember, it was one of the guests at the conference said, you know, they told this story about young people who can't be silent even for a moment. They have to have something distracting them and wanted to know, like, how are we reaching young people in that situation? I didn't have a great answer. What's your answer about, I mean, if you can't even be silent for a moment, I don't know how you're going to find peace and happiness.
You know, that's so true, Cy. And in our day and age, it's harder than ever to find that peace and that silence. You know, I mean, I think we can lead by our example. My wife and I, we turn the TV off frequently. We don't watch it that much. Our kids see that. You know, our kids see, I can do that. I can control it. We watch the weather, and even that's aggravating because we don't always have perfect weather in South Jersey.
But really?
But, you know, I think there are things we can do. But I just spoke at a men's conference, the Connecticut Catholic Men's Conference this weekend, and I was blessed to be able to speak along with Father Don Calloway and Ralph Martin at an outdoor baseball stadium. It was the coolest thing. But, you know, people were coming up to me and talked about relatives that are struggling with anxiety. Maybe they're far away from the Lord and they wanted to know what they can do. And I think so much of it, whether it's our kids, whether it's our relatives, whether it's our friends, involves us praying for them so that their hearts would be open, you know, and so that the circumstances would be right for them to say, all right, I've tried the other options. Maybe it's time to listen to God, turn the TV off and listen to him. And, you know, I hate to say it, but oftentimes the Lord sends us these storms, these difficulties, these problems, because that's when he gets our attention. So, you know, he's going to do his part to set things up, right. And then it's going to take the hearts of the people to be open, like mine. I ignored him for many years, but when I was ready to listen, I said, okay, let me try you, Lord. And that's where the peace came in.
Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness is the name of Gary Zimak's new book. We try to have you on, Gary, every time you bring out a new book, because I think we really believe in your mission, which is practical.
Thank
I have to say the mission that I think you have is a practical mission, which that is get people to do those practical things that will allow them to have peace and happiness. And a lot of us avoid those powerful things.
Right.
Gary, I don't think it's a surprise. I mean, I don't think I'm talking out of school to say you are not a naturally peaceful and happy person yourself.
No. And you know, unfortunately, I bring this out in the book. I thought that that's the way it had to be. And I settled and I thought, Si, you know what? Life is tough and I'm just never going to be happy. And unfortunately, I think so many of us settle and we don't know. You said this at the beginning. This is so true. God really does want us to be happy. He doesn't want to take all of our crosses away. But oddly enough, those crosses, they're the way to peace and happiness if we just learn to accept them. It sounds ridiculous. It sounds crazy. But you know as well as I do, that's the way the Lord operates. And you can find that peace by embracing the crosses that you're going to get whether you're a follower of Christ or not. We're all going to get those crosses. But I've learned that, you know, we settle. And Jesus took our anxiety and our burdens to the cross in addition to saving us from our sins. He doesn't want us to live in an unhappy manner. He wants us to be happy and peaceful. That does not contradict our Christian faith. It also doesn't contradict the cross. You know, they can exist simultaneously.
Well, they can. You know, our conference theme was Jesus. And I remember Father Paul Cech in one of his spiritual talks that he gave us, he said, and almost people don't like to hear this or don't believe it when you say it. He said, Jesus lived the most happy and fulfilled life that any human being has ever lived. And we tend to think, wait, what? Like, this is a man who tortured to death at 33. He lived the most happy and fulfilled life ever lived. Oh, explain that to me, Gary. How is that?
He was living the will of the Father. He put the will of the Father first, and I think that's as you know, the Holy Spirit's job, one of the Holy Spirit's jobs is to transform us into Jesus. Therefore, if I can learn with the Holy Spirit's help to put God's will first in my life, that happiness is going to come from that. That's the secret to peace and happiness, doing God's will. But everywhere you look, we see that just the opposite. We hear a message that's not true. That's going to be a life of misery, but that's where the happiness comes in. And, you know, it's a very simple concept. It's simple to understand, really, but it's not simple to put into practice because of those challenges. So many people don't even think it's possible. And that's why I've devoted my life to sharing this truth. And Si, I really appreciate what you said about my mission, and I agree. My mission is relevant and practical. I feel the Lord's placed on my heart, and He wants me to go out and share with others that Jesus is the secret to happiness. But so much of what I learned through my conversion experience came from you guys at Catholic Answers. I listened to Catholic Answers live for several years before I started going into full-time ministry. So I am so grateful to you and everybody at Catholic Answers for helping me to learn the truths of the faith. And I try to fold them into my message, you know, and make it practical.
Well,
because it is practical.
It is. That's something that I learn from you constantly, Gary. But how much of Journey with God, this newest book of yours, is your own story? Like, how much of it is you sharing about that. Like you said, it's so simple, but it's also like the hardest thing you'll ever do to just learn to trust God.
Because I'm not somebody who trusts him naturally. You know, I'll trust the fast food restaurant. I'll trust my pharmacist. I'll get on in a plane and I'll trust the pilot. But trusting God, well, that's another story. But I've learned that trusting him is really rewarding. And my family, my wife and my daughters, they've learned it too. And I mentioned my wife's battle with anxiety. Through this pandemic, we all were healthy the whole time, but she struggled horribly with anxiety. But the Lord took her to the next level, and she is in such a better place with him right now because of this. It was a matter of trust. She had to let go. And I'm constantly forced to let go. I've been doing it for 10 years now, really struggling in full-time ministry for 10 years. Everybody told me this wouldn't be possible, but I guess God had another plan. And somehow this is working for close to 10 years now. And every day, I got to trust him more. I always tell him, I said, Lord, I trust you enough. We don't need to get it to the next level. But that's not how he works, right?
No,
it's like, okay,
it's
you
not.
Trust me now, right? And now I'm going to give you a bigger challenge. But this is my story. Everything, I am totally transparent with these books, and I really share my story throughout.
888-318-7884 is our number. Gary Zimak is our guest. You know his book, like Giving Up Worry for Lent, a very, very popular book. It's kind of become a Lenten tradition to have Gary on and talk about that book before we start Lent each year, because people thank us after Lent is over. Thank you so much that you did that show. This was the best Lent of my life. Well, now Gary's got a brand new book about finding peace and happiness. If that's an issue in your life and you'd like to talk to Gary, or maybe in the life of someone that you know or are responsible for, 888-318-7884. Take a quick break and be right back with your calls for Gary Zimak.
Catholic Answers Live.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Faith is a precious gift from God. As the largest religious media network in the world, EWTN has an important role in educating others about our Catholic faith and spreading the good news of salvation. We invite you to explore our numerous pages of historical faith documents, prayers, teachings, and other current issues in Catholicism today. Visit EWTN.com and click Catholicism. EWTN, the global Catholic network.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. A little tired, but certainly elated after an entire four-day conference with folks from all over the country and some from around the world who came to our Catholic Answers National Conference. We just had a great time. I didn't find anybody saying that it didn't live up to expectations, despite the fact that some raindrops fell, which I apologized for already. Our number here is 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Gary Zimak is our guest this hour, and we're talking about finding peace and happiness. That's what Gary's newest book is about. You may know Gary from the famous Lent book that he wrote. He's written a whole bunch of others, and he talks to audiences around the world about giving up worry and trusting in God. A lot of the Bible is actually about this simple act, isn't it?
It really is, Si. And, how many times, some say 365 times, I don't know the exact number, that the Lord says, do not be afraid. In the Bible, he always tacks on to the end of it, because I am with you. And I think that is the secret. In the first part of the book, I talk about knowing God. One of the facts we need to understand about God is that God is with us. Now, it's hard, though, because you can't see him. I can see my problems. I can see the news.
I can see the bills.
It's all bad.
Yeah.
Right. I can. I can see my bank account looking empty. But I have to work at seeing God with my, because I can see him through the eyes of faith. I can't see him with my eyes. That's challenging.
Yes. Give us a little preview of what's in the book then, in this book about journeying with God in order to find peace and happiness.
Cy, the book is broken up into three sections. One is, the first one is knowing God. What do I need to know about God? And I broke that down into three facts that I think is critical. Again, really simple. I need to know God loves me. I need to know God is with me. And I need to know that God is bigger than my problems. You know, it sounds so simple, but if I can really internalize and believe those three facts about God, I'm not going to really worry about anything because he loves me. He can fix things if they're going to hurt me, and he is with me at all times. And the second part of the book is loving God. Well, what does that mean? Is that a feeling? And I break that down too. We can love God with our mind. We can love him with our actions. And of course, we can love him by loving other people. And the final part of the book is serving God. All right, once I get to know God, I fall in love with them, because that's what happens when you encounter love, and I get all this peace. Then what do? Well, the natural progression is I want to serve him. I want to serve him and be his arms and his legs in the world, and I break that down in the book as well. None of this is complicated. It's very simple. But, I felt it needed to be stated, because I'm saying things here that I didn't know. That I myself didn't know, and I want to share with others.
888-318-7884 if you want to talk to Gary Zimak about finding peace and happiness. He's done it himself, and he's helped thousands of other people to do it. 888-318-7884. Let's go to, we're going to New Jersey. That's an all-New Jersey show so far. Seth in Kearney, New Jersey, listening to EWTN on Channel 130 Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Seth, go ahead with your question for our guest, Gary Zimak.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can, yeah.
Hey, Seth.
Yay, how you doing, guys? Just started listening to the Catholic Answers. Been praying a lot. I've been a Catholic, born Catholic through the family. I was just wondering, how do you find what God's will is for you? Like, I feel like I pray, but, I'm just an average guy that, works and tries to provide for my family, and I don't know if that's God's will, or what is the best way to approach to try and connect and find out what God's will is for your life.
Wonderful question, Seth. Gary?
That is a great question, Seth. I'm so glad you asked that, because I think a lot of times what we can do is think God's will for us has to be complicated. It's got to be big. It's got to be special. Honestly, what I found, and I'm going to really simplify this because there are people who could give you a much deeper answer, but I think it's pretty simple. In the Bible, it states God's will is for us to go to heaven. So he wants us to live with him forever in heaven. And in this life, the way we do it is we know him, we love him, and we serve him. We go through that process. And more often than not, God wants us to serve him in the daily circumstances of our lives. So if you have a family, it's by taking care of your family. It's by going to work. It's by dealing with the circumstances in your life. Now, there are going to be times, as in my case, where you start to feel this call in your heart, like I'm supposed to be doing something else. And for me, that started by getting involved at church. I was helping out by teaching some classes for my parish. I was bringing Holy Communion to nursing home residents. I was getting involved. I was reading at Mass. And then it took it to the next level, and I felt that the Lord was calling me to blog, to go on the internet. And then a door opened when I did that. Before you know it, I was starting Catholic Radio. But for the most part, more often than not, God's will is just living your life and trying to, when you work, do everything that you do for him to bring glory to his name. And for most people, that's the way it is. You don't externally have to change things. Oftentimes, that's the way God wants you to serve him. And if you do that, if you follow his commandments, if you, receive the sacraments and, do his, do what's right, that's pretty much God's will.
What do you think, Seth?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to be, I feel like I'm being called more to be more in a community in my church and being involved in groups at the church. And also, I heard about something like St. Paul's evangelism. Maybe I could do that.
Oh, those! We have a good friendship with a lot of the St. Paul Street Evangelization folks, and they just seem like great folks. And the ministry is a wonderful ministry. So, yeah, Seth, you've answered, your general vocation, which is to the Christian life, and then you're working out the specific vocation. It sounds very, very healthy.
All right, great. And what's the name of your book again?
Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness. And Seth, if you have any questions ever, always feel free to contact me through my website, followingthetruth.com. I'd be happy to talk with you. Don't rule out that feeling that you want to work with the church and get involved in your parish. That's often the Lord calling you to get more deeply involved. And you'll see, He'll start to open doors once you start doing that.
All right, great. Thanks for your answer.
Oh, thank you for your call. What a beautiful, encouraging call to get first thing on a Monday. That's wonderful.
That's great.
Let me say the name of Gary's book again, Seth. It's called Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness. And the publisher is who, Gary? Who publishes the book?
It's the Word Among Us, Word Among Us Press.
Word Among Us Press. But you can find it. If you just type in Gary's name, Zimak, Z-I-M-A-K, you'll find out all about him. Followingthetruth.com is his website, followingthetruth.com. Gary, just crushing it, going out to baseball parks to talk about Jesus. I want to do that. How do you get on the baseball park level?
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. You know, and speaking with heavy hitters as Father Calloway and Ralph Martin, you know, I mean, what an honor to be speaking in Connecticut at this conference. But, you know, Cy, this is like my first talk in over a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been shut down. It's so good to be with people again. It was so great. And to be at the baseball stadium, it was amazing. I was in the dugout, Seth, and I got to walk. Seth, I'm sorry.
No, well, Seth's still with us.
I got Seth on my mind. Yeah. But I was in the dugout, and I got to walk out on the field, you know. That's a dream for me. Dream come true.
All right. It's funny because Seth, I'm going to say thanks for the call. And just check out findingthetruth.com, and you'll find out all about Gary. But I realized on Thursday night, as our conference was beginning, I was super nervous. And I realized, I haven't done this in a long time. When you haven't done it in a long time, you feel queasy about it.
Yeah, definitely. But it's good to get out there. It's good to get out there, Cy.
Thank you again, Seth. 888-318-7884. We're talking about finding peace and happiness. The name of Gary Zimak's new book, as a matter of fact, is Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness. 888-318-7884, if you'd like to talk with Gary. We go now to Carol in Spencer, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio, 88.3 FM. Carol, we're glad to have you here. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Carol.
So, hi. Yeah. First of all, I'm excited to have gotten through. This is my first time calling in. So.
Oh well, we're happy to have you, Carol.
Yeah, I've been listening to Catholic Answers for years, so it's good to be able to get through. So my question is, you were talking earlier about having to kind of let go and let God, and so I'm wondering at what point. Or how do you pray for something or pray for someone or a situation and continue to pray for that? And then at what point do you just say, I have to let go and let God? I mean, do you stop praying?
Yeah.
How do you balance that?
Carol, that's a great question. And here's what I would say. I believe in praying for something until God says no, or until you realize that it's not good or you don't want it anymore. You know, I've learned that God is, he's not shy about saying no. And if he wants a door closed, he's going to close it. I think that, and this is difficult, this does not come easy to me because I am a major control freak. I like to be in control. When I present an intention to the Lord, I also tell him, I give him a few options. Here's how I'd like it solved, Lord, and I'll rank my options, you know. And here's the time frame we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I've learned to present to him what I think I need and then accept his answer. And oftentimes he doesn't say no, but he says, well, not yet. When he wants to say no, he's going to close that door. You know, if you pray for somebody's healing and that person dies, I mean, we could take that as a no, and that they were healed in a different way. But I don't see a reason to stop praying, although that's hard sometimes because we tend to get bored or we tend to think God's not listening. But I believe that we should keep praying as long as we think we need something for that intention. And then just say, okay, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I said your will be done, and I'm not kidding, so I'm going to accept that. That's my opinion about that.
What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, I just, you know, I'm thinking about, family members who have left the faith. A friend who needs to file for an annulment. You know, those kinds of things. And it feels like those are things that I should be praying for these people. And yet it also sometimes feels like, am I pushing what I think they need on them, or do I just need to let it go?
Gary, you want to address it a little more when we come back? Because the music's playing.
I would love to.
Hang on, Carol. It's a great pleasure to have you here. Our number, 888-318-7884. We're talking about finding peace and happiness. 888-318-7884.
Have you enrolled in the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics? Let me ask you a more important question. Do you believe as a Catholic that you have an obligation to share the Catholic faith? In fact, the Church has answered this question, and the answer is that all confirmed Catholics are obliged to share the faith. It's actually in canon law. Catholic Answers is here to help you fulfill that obligation. Our School of Apologetics courses will equip you to help all the people you come in contact with understand what the Church teaches and why. A great place to start is with all the Catholics in your life. Learn the art of apologetics from the best of the best and start sharing the gospel today. Visit schoolofapologetics.com. That's schoolofapologetics.com. Here's a question. Is it really possible to be friends with someone who died 2,000 years ago? Maybe the problem is that we've grown way too comfortable with the story of Jesus. Nice man, right? Taught us to love one another, said not to judge people. We celebrate his birthday every year. It's time to put away this small, safe version of Jesus, says Cy Kellett. Nobody that bland could have transformed the world. In A Teacher of Strange Things, Cy presents Jesus Christ undiluted by sentiment, with all his radical words and deeds uncensored. Do you know someone, your son or daughter perhaps, or maybe your mom or dad, who needs the friendship of Jesus Christ? Do you? Order your copy of A Teacher of Strange Things by visiting shop.catholic.com today or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
Hi, this is Janet Williams. Please join us for Women of Grace tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern here on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, and our guest is Gary Zimek, the author of a whole bunch of books that people find really helpful. And the newest one is Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness. And if you'd like to know about the Christian approach to finding peace and happiness, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. I should say you don't have to be Catholic. Anybody can call. Gary's happy to help you. 888-318-7884. So we're talking with Carol in Spencer, Nebraska. And the essential question on the line, Gary, is, okay, so Carol is not sure if she's praying for as she should for other people, or should she do it a different way, or should she stop praying for certain things for people? Then the music played and we had to cut you off. So what do you have to say for Carol?
You know, Carol, you really are onto something. And that's a real question because, and I do address this in the book, because I mentioned that sometimes the way we pray could make us more anxious if we're not careful. Sometimes I can pray, Lord, please let my bank account start to get filled up again because I'm really struggling. And if this doesn't happen, then I'm going to be not be able to pay the rent. Then I'll be out on the street. Then I'll be in a homeless shelter. You know, sometimes we've got to be a little careful and know that, well, maybe I should be a little less specific. But the other hand, it's good to be specific because the Lord wants us to ask specifically for what we need So if I'm praying for the conversion of a person maybe who has fallen away from the faith, maybe I want to mention them. I want to say, please bring about their conversion, open their hearts. But maybe I don't want to dwell too much on the specifics and on the time frame, because that could really make my controlling nature go a little bit more out of control. So it's a balancing game. But all I can say is that on the night before he died, Jesus prayed for the cup of suffering to be taken away from him. He did that in his humanity. He gave us a great example. And if it's okay for Jesus, I think it's okay for us. God wants us to ask for what we need. But sometimes we have to listen to the answer. And often we'll start to feel like, okay, maybe you're taking me in a different direction with this, Lord. And then we have the opportunity to say, your will be done. However you want to go with this, Lord. I'll keep asking, but you know what? I'm happy to do it your way. We can do that even if we don't feel it. I mean, that's an act of the will. It's a conscious decision. Not easy sometimes, but that's a way to really show the Lord that you want what he wants.
What do you think, Carol?
Great. Yes, that helps so much. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that call, Carol. And now I'm going back to callers. I'm going to move on and go to other callers. But I want a couple things that I will forget to get to if I don't get to them. And so I want to just share. First of all, Gary has a daily email that goes out, and it's help for people who struggle with anxiety. It's called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. You can sign up for it at his website, followingthetruth.com. Also, that, as I said, that it's become kind of a Lenten tradition to for people to kind of commit themselves to the 40 days of Lent, reading one chapter a day of help me, Gary. It just went out of my head. The Lent book. Just say the title of it.
Oh, Give Up Worry for Lent.
I don't know why that just slipped
up. My best-selling book of all time, Si, and I forgot it too.
I know. You two of us sitting here looking at each other. Give Up Worry for Lent. I'm saying is people, that's a tradition, and many people do it each Lent. As a matter of fact, I'm related to a person who does it each Lent. And you can get that book at followingthetruth.com. But that, as you might imagine, Gary's very busy in Lent giving parish retreats. So if you'd like to book him for a parish retreat, you got to do it now. If you're maybe the pastor or the DRE and you'd like a parish mission with the guy who wrote Give Up Worry for Lent, just go to followingthetruth.com and you can sign up there. And I think you can find all of Gary's stuff at followingthetruth.com. I'm going to go to Kelly in Wichita, Kansas, listening on 90.7 FM. Kelly, we're glad to have you. Hang on. We're glad to have you, but I don't know which button to push. Go ahead, Kelly, with your question for Gary.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Can you hear me okay? Is my sound okay?
It's a little...
I think I disconnected my Bluetooth.
Oh, well, just speak up.
I'm in a call. Okay.
It's okay. We can hear you. Just speak up, and we'll get an answer
for
you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm in a rental car, so I'm, like, learning how to learn.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Done that.
So I'm trying hard to follow all the rules. I just wanted to make sure you could hear me. I am struggling with the happiness part, and so your book intrigued me and your title, and you said that you kind of struggled with that too for a little bit, kind of at least alluded to that. So I'm just looking for a synopsis of how you got there.
That's a great question, Kelly. And what I would say is that God provides the happiness. What I do is I turn to him. And here, this is going to sound crazy, but oftentimes we think of joy as being a feeling or being a reaction to something good. That really isn't what joy is all about. Joy is a decision. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So kind of complicated, but this is what I've learned. I can choose to rejoice every day. And I rejoice in the presence of God and him working in my life. And no matter how I feel, I do this. I say, Lord, I am joyful because you are with me today. And I make that decision. And I turn to him. And I thank him for letting me be alive and for him being with me. And I go through. This is how I pray in the morning. And then it's not that I always feel that happiness all the time. It's been a gradual process. I feel happy. I feel happiness more than I did in the past. I feel a whole lot more peace than I did in the past. But some days I'm still feeling a little bit down. but I have a head knowledge, you know, through my faith that this somehow is going to work out for the best, you know, and that's the hope that the Lord provides. But essentially, he's doing most of the work. But what we should do is to let him speak to us and make that connection to him. I go to daily mass. I'm blessed to be able to do that. I read some scripture every day. I pray. My wife and I pray together. I try to get to confession as often as I can to try to open up all these channels of grace in my life. And he's doing the work. But I have to tell you, it is a process and it doesn't happen overnight. I hope that helps a little.
Yes, I'll keep working at it.
Yeah, God bless you, Kelly. Yeah, I think you speak for many, many people. I think there are just so many people who would think, well, I don't have that happiness part. I don't feel happy.
Right.
And I think we can also make the mistake of thinking that God doesn't really want that for us. He'll make us happy in heaven, but he wants us to, you know, be in a bad way in this life or just not interested in that. And that is not scriptural at all, is it, Gary?
No, it's not. And that's such a good point. And Si, I had that misconception. I thought, well, the happiness will come if I make it to heaven. Well, that's where I'm happy. I'm not meant to be happy there. But that's not true. We will have crosses. We will have suffering, but we will be able to find that comfort. And yes, that happiness, right? Not always pleasure, because pleasure is a reaction to favorable circumstances. I mean, that we can't control that. But if we learn to really key in on the presence of the Lord, I have learned personally that you're going to be pretty happy. But it takes time and it does take work. But it's worth it. Worth it, Kelly. It really is.
Yes. Well, I can't. I won't say I'm never feeling that, you know. And you're right. It's not a feeling, and I do have a strong faith, and that is what gets me through. And so I keep striving, but it's, you know, it's always good. Just a good reminder, like, okay, there's gonna be days and maybe years that it's not so great, but it will come again.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you. And maybe check out Gary's website, followingthetruth.com. It's one of the remarkable things, Gary. You know, and I mentioned your book, Give Up Worry for Lent, a couple times, and it's all scriptural. It's all rooted in scripture. But you've got the, you know, let go of, what is it, let go of anger and stress? Is that
right? Yep. Right. That's a Holy Spirit book. That book is about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And Si, I just want to mention that Give Up Worry for Lent was so popular that we did a follow-up called Give Up Worry for Good. And because people were saying, well, what do I do when Lent's over? Do I start worrying again? And I said, time to write another book. So we made that available for parish use. It could be used for groups or for individual study. It's an 8-week follow-up to Give Up Worry for Lent.
Yeah, if I were a pastor, I'd think about, you know, some pastors have the funds where they can give out books to folks. I'd think about giving Give Up Worry for Lent, on Ash Wednesday, because so many of us need it. But Give Up Worry for Good. You also wrote Stop Worrying and Start Living. I mean, these are just some of Gary's books. But I mentioned Stop Worrying, Start Living because Irene just said this on Facebook. She said, I have Stop Worrying and Start Living. It's almost like he knows how you feel each day.
Wow. You know, Si, I love hearings. I hear a lot of stories like that. Praise God for that. That's the Holy Spirit. I pray a lot about these books and ask what I should include. And I have to tell you, you know my favorite part about that book? That's a daily devotional, right? I wrote it for Dynamic Catholic several years ago. It's been selling really well. The thing I love about that book, on the cover, it says 365 daily devotions. It's a Bible verse. It's a reflection. But actually, there's 366 verses in there
bonus
because
verse.
Leap year, February the 29th, I thought, that worrier, somebody's going to read that book, and if I don't put a leap year verse in there for February 29th, then they're going to panic and say, oh no.
I'm
so
a day
there
short.
Are actually 366
that is
daily
great.
Verses.
A worrier knows what a worrier will worry
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Nicely done. So there's a lot of options for you, Kelly. And also, do check out followingthetruth.com. I'm going to go to Joe in blue. You know what? Joe, I hate to do this to you, but I read the clock wrong. I'm a little bit off today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back for Joe's question from Bloomington, Illinois. And if you have a question, we have time to take your call. You can call and ask about finding peace and happiness to our guest, Gary Zimak, 888-318-7884.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
He is honored by the Church as a saint and the first diocesan priest to be declared a doctor of the Church.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. John of Avila was known to his contemporaries as a spiritual master, and he served as a guide to some of the greatest saints of the 1500s. He also called for true reform in the Church and was a role model for the priesthood even today. He died in 1569.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
We have a big problem. Our culture is dying, and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His Church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teams spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It has long been my contention that modern life just produces worry and upset and anger and all these things. And this is why I think Gary Zimak's work is so important with the various books he's read, including the very, very popular Give Up Worry for Lent and its follow-up book, Give Up Worry for Good, Let Go of Anger and Stress, a very popular book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, and a whole bunch of other books. You can see the Gary Zimak page over at Amazon. It's got a ton of stuff at it. But the basic idea is this is where the rubber meets the road for the Christian in the modern world. How am I going to learn to trust God? Or am I going to hold on to my worry and upset and anger and all that? So you're welcome to call and ask about that, 888-318-7884. I said we're going to Joe in Bloomington, Illinois, and we're going to Joe, listening on 92.5 FM. Joe, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
All right, thanks, guys. So my question is, how do you – can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
All right. How do you recognize when the prayer is actually answered? So just give you a little scenario here. I'm a big deer hunter, and I pray a lot of the rosary when I'm hunting, and I'll be like, just let me see a deer. Well, then I see a deer, right? But it's hard for me to attribute that to, I'm like, oh, that was just coincidence, right? You know. So then I start getting specific, as Gary was saying. I'll be like, well, give me a deer that I actually can shoot, you know, or give me a deer that's of a quality size. So I don't always give the credit when it's been answered.
Yeah.
Is there any good method to recognizing that and saying, hey, you just answered that?
Well, it's also possible that the deer is praying the rosary at the same time, so there's competing interests here. But Gary, what do you make about that? Because I recognize a lot of what Joe's saying.
I love the question, Joe, and I'm so glad you brought this up. And now I'm going to have to explain this. I think, and this is a little bit scary, I say, and this is what I believe, that we should be specific and bold when we pray. That doesn't mean we need to dwell on the gory details, because sometimes we start playing the what-if game, as I mentioned earlier, when we pray. But if somebody is sick, if somebody has cancer, I pray for their complete physical healing. I do. And do I really feel they're going to be healed? Probably not, because that's my human nature saying, you know, this prayer stuff, we got to fight this. And this is a challenge that I face too. Sometimes we feel that God can help us with the real stuff that we have to deal with. You know, we just feel that way. I say, be specific. If you need a new job, you pray, Lord, I really believe I should have this job. Please let me get this job. Please let this person be healed. Please let me, my children come back to church. Because if you don't pray specifically, then it's hard to recognize when God answers. But again, that's that balance. You have to try to feel it out. Am I being too controlling, or am I giving Him too many specifics? But I believe for the most part we're not bold enough when we pray. I've got twin girls. They're 23 now. They were given a 10% chance to be born alive. So I know what miracles God can do. And you know, you have something like that in your life, it affects you. So I say pray bold, but also be open to God's will. I hope that makes sense.
What do you think, Joe?
Oh, makes sense. I try to be as specific as possible. You know, I want that 12-pointer, but I think it does take a lot of energy to really sit back and recognize, hey, this happened, and I need to appreciate that and really ponder on that answered prayer and then be more specific in the future. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I also think, Gary, and I wonder, in my own life, now approaching 60 years old, I feel like trusting God is like trusting anything else. It's the experience of it that teaches it. And I don't think, a great saint could trust God, at a young age, like, Philip Neri or something. But a normal person, I think the normal thing is you keep praying, and then you realize over time, wow, how much God has answered your prayers and
exactly.
taken care of you, and you develop a kind of confidence. And I think that's okay.
I think it is too, Si. And I think looking back can be a good thing when you look back on what God's done for you. I look back over 10 years of ministry. There were times when I thought, this is it. This is not working. This is not going to work. Well, this book is my 10th published book. And, in the beginning, I'm thinking like, okay, this is the last one. Number one's the last, and number two, and then I don't have it in me. And the Lord says, yeah, you're right. You don't have it in you, but let me work through you. And then things start happening. But I look back now, and he's gotten us through as a family through so many things that it's kind of hard. It's becoming harder to not trust him, if that makes any sense.
Right.
Because he's been so good to us. And, in the Magnificat, The Blessed Mother ends that prayer by basically saying, God, you have provided for your children. You brought them out of slavery. You were there for them in the past. That's an important way to pray, to look back and say, wow, look at all he's done. So very good point.
Okay, Joe?
Sounds great. I like the trust aspect of it.
Yeah. Try followingthetruth.com. That's Gary's website. And anybody can sign up for the daily emails. Let not your heart be troubled. Is that right? Let not your heart be troubled.
That is correct.
The daily email. Yeah. And you get a lot of Bible from Gary. So this is another benefit of Gary. Like you think, well, what is he? Some kind of guru? No, he is not. He's a guy that trusts in what God says in the Bible. And he shows you it. It's right there in writing.
Yeah, and you know what, Si? A lot of times when I'm trusting, I'm scared to death, and that's okay, because trust isn't a feeling. It's that decision. Lord, I'm going to trust you. This looks crazy. I don't know how you're going to come through. This is a disaster, but you're pretty good, so I'm going to trust you. And that's why we get back to the point I made in the beginning of the book, of the new book. We need to know that God loves us. God loves me, and God is all-powerful. Therefore, if something is going to happen to me, he's allowing it to happen for a reason. He's going to bring good out of it because he loves me, and then I have to know he's with me. If I remember those three facts about God, I'm going to face the world a lot differently.
Hey, I haven't mentioned the title of the book for a little bit. Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness is the new book from Gary Zimak. You can also find that at followingthetruth.com. Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness. Our number is 888-318-7884. We go now to Hayden, Idaho. Emma, listening on the EWTN app, you are up next. Emma, go ahead with your question for Gary.
Well, I have a husband who's a warrior and who has an anger problem. And I'll give you an example so maybe you can help me out. Just today, he's working really hard, trying to get out the house on his phone, and doing too many things at one time. And so I walked up to him and said, do you want a sandwich? And he ran towards me, which is only about like 10 feet, put his face in mine and said, I do not need a sandwich. Mm. And then a friend of ours just happened to stop by, and he's all Mr. Simpatico. And it crushes me, just absolutely crushes me.
Right.
I feel your pain, Emma. No, Emma, you know what? I'm going to share something with you. What I would say is pray for patience and pray for him to have a change of heart, because those of us who have been pretty serious worriers, we can have a tendency to become very angry. because we're panicking. And at the risk of throwing my wife Eileen under the bus, I don't think she'd mind me saying this. She went through a period a few years ago when she was very angry about a lot of things, a lot of the circumstances in our life that were some troubles. And she was angry. She was angry at God. She was angry at me because I was working for God. And, you know, I know she would want me to share this because she would like to help people. But I never stopped praying for her. It hurt. Sometimes it hurt, but I prayed for her and I prayed for her and I prayed for patience and I tried my best to know what to say. Preaching to her was not a good idea because she didn't want to hear about God, you know, for the time. And she is in such a better place now. The Lord really brought her through this, but it wasn't in my time. It was in His time. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in Eileen's life and I've seen it in the lives of other people. So I will pray for you and your husband, but just keep praying. Prayer is a powerful weapon, you know, and he can't stop you from praying for him. And that's going to help him. That's just my two cents.
Well, thank you. And I just, you know, I've painted a bad picture of him, but I absolutely adore this man. No, we've been married 36 years.
That's wonderful to hear, you know, but that's okay. I've been there. I wasn't very easy to live with either. And my wife was patient with me when I was going through it. So you sound like you're a great wife. You're doing what the Lord wants you to do. Pray for him and just, you know, pray for patience and just try to love him, you know, make that decision.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Emma. God bless you. Thank you for the call. Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness is Gary Zimek's new book. You can find it at his website and all of his other stuff at followingthetruth.com. Our number here, 888-318-7884. If you have a question for Gary, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. It's a tough one because, I mean, Emma certainly should be treated with respect, but sometimes it takes a long time to get there.
Yeah, and obviously I'm glad you brought that up, Si. I mean, if there is such a thing as verbal or physical abuse, you certainly don't want to go along with that. But man, you know, just that anger, that sometimes that worry can really cause us, and I've struggled with this, to become very angry because we're so panic stricken, and it comes out in, you know, some really bad ways sometimes. But we got to pray for people to open their hearts, because until those hearts are open and they're ready to hear what the Lord has to say and, you know, let them control their lives, you can't force somebody to go along with this. I couldn't be forced until I was ready.
Yeah, until you realize you needed to lay it on God.
Yeah.
You needed to get it off of you and lay it on God and let Him carry it.
I was out of options, Si. You know, and He gets us to that point oftentimes where He brings us to the end of our rope and we say, okay, now I'm listening. Tell me what you got.
The number is 888-318-7884, 888-31-TRUTH. I want to go back to the book because I do find Gary's book so helpful. Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness. Tell us again, Gary, just about the three sections of it, because I found that fascinating that you had divided the book into three sections, and they're really kind of things that you need to accomplish in your relationship with God.
Right. Knowing God, loving God, and serving God. Doing those things, that fulfills the purpose of our lives, even though many of us didn't realize it for a long time. We wonder, why am I here? Well, we're here to be in a relationship with God and journey through life with Him by knowing Him, by loving Him, and by serving Him. And all of that is going to bring us the peace and the happiness that we're looking for. I'm living it, and I really have learned so much in the time since I would say I had my major conversion. You know, I'm a cradle Catholic, but I had an internal conversion a few years ago, and it was big. My life before Jesus was empty. It was hopeless, even though it was an ordinary life. By all accounts, I was successful. My life after Jesus is filled with peace and happiness and problems, too. That's part of the deal, you know? But that's okay. The Lord's with me. He's helping me.
But you approach the problems differently when you begin to know Him.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And the other thing about Gary, he's a big plagiarist. You know, almost every chapter begins with something he stole from the Bible. He takes it directly from the Bible. But he does give credit for it. But that's the thing. How are we going to know Him if we don't read His Word? And this is one of the things you do, is help people read the Word. I hope you will get Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness, the new book from Gary Zimek. You can get it at followingthetruth.com. You can get the daily email, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And if you'd like, at your parish, you can book him for speaking engagements there. If your heart is troubled, maybe try that daily reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. and one of Gary's books. Why not Journey with God, Finding Peace and Happiness? Gary Zimak, thanks. I always love when we get to have you on. And we'll probably we got to have you before Christmas, and then we got to have you before Lent. So I hope you're ready for
this. Awesome.
Those.
I'm ready, brother. Thank you so much.
We'll
God
see
bless.
You then. Up next, Tim Staples, open forum. Ask him anything you want. He's going to be tired from the conference, but he'll be happy to answer right after this on Catholic Answers Live.